Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. This will be a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with Rick Maurer, one of the top change experts on the planet, the author of several books on how to do that. And we're talking about having the energy to sustain a great idea, right, Rick?
And that's exactly it.
You know, as you were talking about that, all I could think about was the beauty of the original POTS, the plain old television telephone service, POTS. It just put that little bitty electric current on that copper wire, and it just worked perfectly out to the last mile. If we could just turn our organizations into a into a 150-year-old telephone system, boy, how good would that be?
That would be great. I mean, we were talking on the break about, you know, the need to be more sophisticated, and I think sometimes because of all the technology we have out there and all the stuff going on, it can seem like we're more sophisticated, but what we are is we've got a smattering of ignorance in a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we would do well if we think about a project just in terms of your plain old telephone service. You know, what's that straight line that gets the message from me to you?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, which is one of the reasons I've been working with clients just on this straight line, moving from left to right. It's not that there aren't distractions and other things going on, but do I have a clear line of sight so when I want to call Aunt Emma, I know that the message is going to go through that line and going to get to her place?
Well, and the word that keeps popping up in my mind when you talk about straight line and when we talk about the message holding its meaning all the way to the end and getting there, and when I think about the POTS system, I think of the word simplicity. Right,
yeah.
Uncomplicated, not a lot of moving parts. Right, I think about that hotel commercial. You know, bada book, bada boom. It's just,
yeah.
Just bada book, bada boom. That's it. That's all you got to know. And so,
yeah.
What do you think? Simplicity.
Simplicity. Yes. Yeah. I agree. And one of the things that is getting in the way are people like me. People like me write books, and we come up with models and all that. And actually, a lot of the stuff out there is quite good. But the problem is, I see leaders in organizations, kind of all size, kind of get enamored with the next new thing, and so their bookshelf or their Kindle are just filled with all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And what I'm starting to say to my clients, I don't know if you need another new theory. I don't think you need to go to another training program, read another book. I bet you know what to do. You're just not doing it.
Right.
So let's take a look at what you're doing and not doing. And once again, that gets back to your word simplicity. I think that's what we need to do.
Well, and if you've read three books, if you've adopted three new philosophies, the next one that comes out is another shiny object for you. Maybe it's not the books and the philosophy, right?
Well, that's heresy. Yes,
look in, look inward.
Maybe it's not.
Look inward, right?
Yes. The N-word?
Yeah, look at yourself. Look at your organization.
You know,
maybe,
oh, you're right.
Maybe the first philosophy was just fine. Your organization just isn't. You haven't been talking to Rick Maurer to understand how to do your organization.
Yep, there
right?
You go. Yeah, you know, and so one is that we keep adopting too many philosophies. It's like, you know, the checkout line in the supermarket. I mean, every week the tabloids seem to have a new diet. You know, there hasn't been that much research week to week in how, you know, our digestive system works.
One week you have all the fat you want, the next week no fat, right?
Exactly. And so we keep trying, or people keep trying this and this and this. And I think that speaks to your point. Another thing is, to go back to the story that you started off with, is these two guys tried the same system, and one guy said, oh, yeah, I use it all the time. The other person, I said, I tried it last fall. And so I see people who will get some idea. Let's say it's the Jones model of change or project management. I'm making this up. I hope there's not a Jones model out there. And so you use it. You have a big planning meeting, and you use the Jones model for a day and a half, and then you forget about it. You know, and a few months later, you do something else, and
that's
you forget about it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Institutionalizing,
yeah.
Right? Isn't that the trick? Isn't that the goal, the holy grail? Making something that's quality institutionalized?
I think it is, yeah. And it's hard to do.
Yeah. It's almost impossible. I don't think that's hyperbole, do you?
I think some people actually do it pretty well. But
I didn't say it was impossible.
Outliers.
I said it's almost impossible.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it could be possible if people paid attention differently. I don't think it's above their pay grade. I don't think it's, I think the kind of skills to do what we're talking about right now are hard to focus on, but are not terribly hard to do. That's focusing, you know.
I'll tell you one thing. If you've got a new program that you want to get institutionalized, and it's different from your other way of doing business, if you're not writing your managers, if you're not motivating them, if you're not compensating them, if you're not measuring their performance on that new activity, it will not get done. You might as well not even start.
Yep. And I agree with that list of things. And the last thing I would add to that is, if you're not keeping them informed about why this is important,
right,
and what the details are and what's happened, so that they're in the loop,
right,
you're really missing a huge opportunity.
Absolutely.
And that costs you nothing to do that.
RickMaurer.com, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.